Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Commissioner Roger Goodell, he's also going to, and we're going to talk more about this at 3 in about 15 minutes, is going to get a contract extension. Not surprised at all, but he was talking about all the things that happened today, and, you know, that includes the fact that the owners will continue to talk about this. Again, they'll meet again next year. This, now that they make the decision, it's in place. They'll meet again next year, and we'll see what happens. But Mike, you know, a lot of people are hitting me up and saying, hey, man, Mike's right when you talk about coming up with a creative way to do something that's legal in the presence of what the rules are, right? I mean, right. The current rules, it's legal, and you do it better than anybody else, and then everybody gets mad because you do it better than anybody else, and now they want to ban it. And I said, you're right, which is why the whole safety concern aspect of this, whether we like it or not, came into play. Yeah. See, when you want to change something, you know what you do? You scare people. That's what you do. You tell people, oh, that play, my goodness, your star players, right. Those guys you're paying a lot of money up front could be injured. You're paying your defensive tackle $100 million. And all of a sudden, owners get a little antsy. That's what happened. So the safety aspect of this is we're going to have our committee look at it, and they're going to give us right. The information. And then the competition committee presents it. And obviously, the Packers were saying, hey, we don't think it's fair. And behind the scenes, you had all these other owners going, we don't either. But it still gets passed today
but again, by
saying, hey, we think right. It's okay by 24 votes. Or should I say, 24 votes. They needed two more votes to get – they had 22. They needed two more votes to ban it. It gets passed. But, Mike, I think that's really what we're talking about here.
But again, you're telling how the process, you know, air quotes, supposedly worked out.
Yes.
The commissioner doesn't like it because aesthetically it's not an attractive play. It doesn't really move the needle. A lot of folks feel it's a boring play, which, again, by definition of what football is supposed to be, yeah, it's kind of a boring play. Unless, again, you're the Eagles and you're getting the results with it. So, yeah, the competition committee – this thing got rubber stamped. They want to kill it. So under the auspice of player safety, which, again, there's not one documented case of anybody on the opposing team or an Eagles player being injured in this play. So if someone can find that for me on the internet, because I've been looking for it all afternoon, you can send it to me.
It's not going to be there. The Health and Safety Commission right. or whatever, those – that's probably some folder, Mike, that only the owners get to see.
And there's four or five guys or six guys on the committee. But, I mean, the commissioner's got an agenda. He wants this thing gone. They're pushing it. You know, how do things happen in the NFL? Like when they had John Mara, one of the Giants owners, had a problem with players being just, oh, my goodness, so over the top with their hand gestures and taunting. Remember all that crap? Then nobody – if somebody has an agenda, it's just like – it's politics. It's like you're lobbying your fellow senators. Hey, let's get this thing passed. So they work the room. Who amongst the owners? You build a consensus. Let's get this thing done. They ran this up the flagpole. 2,200 said, no way. not doing it, which I think is great. And I hope they keep pushing back at Roger Goodell.
I think it'll be banned next year. I think they've gotten too close to this. If this was...
Unless somebody else...
If this was like three owners who said, oh, you know...
Right.
This is literally one vote away from banning it. And I just feel like somebody ultimately is going to change it. And to your point, who gets lobbied throughout the course of the year? What team loses because of this play and then has a different opinion about it? So I think that's it's interesting, guys, in so many aspects. But at the end of the day, it's still here. And, you know, again, from a Falcons standpoint, I know our coaching staff and Roz talked about it. He did not like the play. From a defensive coordinator standpoint, problem is, what do? Are you stacking 11 dudes over the center? You can't.
Right.
Well, you can't do that.
The thing is, you know, if you are, you know, for instance, guys who didn't like, the Packers don't like it, right? So Matt LaFleur doesn't like it. You know, I know that I guess the 49ers don't like it. So I guess Shanahan doesn't like it. Okay, so you're telling me you've got a 99.9% I can get a yard play. Okay.
Pretty much.
Let's see it. I guess your fourth down conversion rate must be 100%. Sure as hell ain't for the Falcons the last 10 years. I saw it. So, I mean, for the Falcons to be against this play, when we can't get short yardage, even with some great athletes we've had, you know, going back, you know, we could do it when we had Mike Vick because an army couldn't stop Mike Vick sprinting out to the side. It was the opposite. He used the speed off to the side of the hash marks. But here we're talking about a play which is pretty much for the Eagles bulletproof guaranteed. And you're telling me when I need short yardage, I don't want a piece of that action? I can't wrap my head around that, especially for teams that struggle in that area.
All right, man, we got plenty more to dive into. My man Dom. Dom, man, happy birthday to you. You held out on us yesterday, man.
Yeah, I typically don't try and make too much of my own
either.
Stuff.
You know, I'm with you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All the fanfare, I know, it's. I'm with you the same way. But happy birthday, man. Happy birthday to you.
I appreciate it.
Hope you had a good night. Mm.
Good. So I didn't get to celebrate too much. You know, I had work in the morning. And
okay.
Stuff.
Okay.
But Friday night and Saturday, I'll be getting to it.
You're all right. You're going to do something.
I brought cookies yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I did have cookies.
Well, I got you something, man.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I found out late, but I did get you something.
Yeah, I mean, I brought cookies, not knowing it was his birthday, but I brought cookies nonetheless.
Yeah. So I got a little something for you, all right?
I appreciate that.
All
yes,
right, man. Glad you're here. Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
He just wasn't good. 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 earned runs, gave up a dinger, 3 strikeouts. Those are not the numbers of Spencer Strider. And he talked about, Mike, he plans on using technology to help his game.
Don't overthink this, Spence.
I think it's leaning heavily on technology, number one. You know, I think otherwise it's hard to have a direction. You know, you want to make sure that you're evaluating yourself honestly, and that's something that technology helps you do. It's not gonna BS you. So,
How about you, Carl? When I was watching Strider yesterday, I was watching the velocity. I was watching every time they punch it up on FanDuel Sports. 97 was the top speed of the fastball. 95, as the game progressed and the pitch count went up, it went down to 93. His last inning, he did reach 95. But, you know, we're talking about a guy that was, you know, 99 to pushing 100.
Absolutely.
So this is kind of the new reality moving forward. This is just one start. I mean, guys, we just talked about Jalen Hurts. Even my wife noticed. She goes, is it just me or Strider have like the legs of like a power lifter? I go, yeah. A lot of pitchers have that lower body, but Strider, it's kind of, you see the work he puts in. I just worry about him in his head because he just sounded so disconsolate in some of the sound bites I heard last night.
Yeah, ugly loss from the standpoint. When he left the game was still winnable. We did put some runs on the board, but he just didn't dominate the way you expected him to in this game. And you know, when he doesn't do that with 75 pitches, 46 for strikes, you're going to have a hard time winning. And he said, I wasn't good enough. A.J. Smith-Sharver tonight on the hill. Let me hear Brian Snicker talk about the loss to the Nats.
Left a little bit to be desired, both sides, quite honestly. You know, it's something we talk about all the time, it's hard in close games. You can't give them outs. We were fortunate, I think, in three of Spencer's. You know, we got free outs to get him out of the inning, or you know, he may not have stayed out there for the fifth. But you know, in close games, you can't do that. You know, you got to be more aware.
Strange game. Did you see that sequence when Abrams, local kid, by the way, he's at first base. The pickoff throw is errant.
Mm-hmm.
And then Olsen, I mean, it was one of the crazier plays. Olsen gets it, then throws a rocket that Austin Riley has to go, like, literally top shelf to get. And then Abrams tries to score from there, try from third, and they get him out in a rundown. It's kind of a wacky sequence. Apparently him and Money Harris both played together coming up in high school here, but that was kind of strange. You know, for the Nats to score three, then the Braves come right back and match it up, and then Strider gives up a run. So that's what he was upset about. Solo home run for Matt Olson. That was good to see. You and I spent all day talking about Murphy. Murphy 0 for 4 yesterday.
Mm. Not surprised. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Hey, man, lots of stuff going on with the owners' meetings over the last 2 days. Yesterday, Mike and I spent a lot of time at the end of the show talking about this flag football thing. Here's Roger Goodell, the commish, talking about allowing the NFL players to participate.
I think this is news represents a great opportunity for the sport, for the NFL. It's truly the next step in making NFL football and football a global sport for men and women of all ages and all opportunities across the globe. We think that's the right thing to do, and this is a big step in accomplishing that. For our players, we think it's a tremendous opportunity for them to represent their country, to compete for a gold medal, which is the pinnacle of global sports.
Okay. I just wonder, again, who's playing? We're talking about, what, 10 guys we said yesterday, I think it was?
Justin Jefferson says he wants to live the Olympic dream.
Okay. All right. I just don't know how many guys truly are going to want to participate. At the end of the day, they now have the opportunity, which they didn't have before. Great.
I mean, personally, just me speaking for me, if I was an NFL player, I had that coin, just like an NBA player, I'd like to stay at the Four Seasons in L.A. and then maybe dip my toe in that Olympic Village, have some fellowship, meet some new friends from around the world, and then, oh yeah, play some flag football. Maybe win Olympic gold, because who's going to beat us? In other words, get laid. Back to you, Day-Day.
Germany, Austria, Mexico, Mexico.
Yes, Switzerland.
Some great flag football teams.
The best, and their football IQs are so high over there.
Well, I was going to ask you guys, though, if we remember, the only reason we have NBA players in the Olympics now,
we got beat.
Because our college guys kept getting beat. Because
John Thompson screwed it up in Korea.
Right. So if we find comparable players that don't have to be stars that can kind of go out there and get wins, maybe we don't even have to worry about NFL players really being in this. At the end of the day,
I feel like I'm better than Patrick Mahomes because of my IQ.
Yeah, guys like this, right?
That's the best.
You're right.
Best quarterback in flag football in America right now, who's better than Patrick Mahomes because he's got a higher IQ. UFL. I said to Carl, man, give me the top 10 players in the UFL, Carl. You get to represent America. Congratulations. By the way, good for Justin Jefferson. But you and I said it yesterday. You're telling me you'd want Drake London? Put extra work in the Olympics?
No, I do not.
Or Bijan, for that matter? No,
no
way.
None of these guys. I'm just curious to see how that all shakes out. Hey, man, let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Oh, last night, OKC goes up 1-0, 114-88. SGA doing SGA things. Not a great shooting night, Mike, but he ends up with 31 points. Bottom line is Ant-Man didn't play well. And if he's not going to play well in this series, they're not going to win the series. And he owned it afterwards, saying, I got to shoot more. Here is SGA talking about the difference between this team and the Nuggets.
Did you feel that at all during the game, that you have to remind yourself, oh, this isn't Denver anymore?
It felt different from jump. More like pressure-oriented. Feels like a little more physical, but at the end of the night, it's basketball. They throw you a problem and you have to solve it, whatever it looks like, and that's what it is every night, and that's what it was tonight. They had different coverages, different personnel out there, and we have to attack it and work together as a unit to solve the problems out there, and we did that.
OKC really blew them out in the second half. We talked about this before the show. The way they were collapsing on Ant-Man, kind of what they were doing at times with Joker in that Denver series. And the other thing is, here we go again. Don't you learn from the Celtics? 51 three-point attempts. Some of that because they got down by more than 15, so they started launching. Julius Randle was the only guy in Minnesota that could actually make a three.
Yeah.
Conversely, Thunder were living inside. They only took 21 three-point attempts.
They don't take a lot of threes. But I'll say this. I thought their game plan against Ant was
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's excellent. And basically it is, we crowd the paint when you get in there. We're going to force you to make very hard shots,
right,
or you're kicking it out. And, you know, he's got to challenge the officials, Mike, to get in there and make some calls, right? Everybody's talking about how SGA was defended last night and how he got multiple calls that looked ticky-tack.
Right.
Ant-Man's got to do the same thing. He's got to force the officials to make some calls, right, in there.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.